Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is May 14, 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just do not realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. And I was just thinking, you know, I guess we're all still here today. The space rock didn't hit us. I mean, you know, there was a mountain or about the third of the size of Mount Everest that was supposed to zoom by us today. A very close call, but most people didn't know that, and that's how it'll be when an asteroid does hit us. But the point is that we're still here. So, but it's still, folks, most people don't realize the things that are going on. So it is time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And in an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Do not hesitate to leave a message if I don't answer those phones. Leave a message, name, phone number, message, you know what I mean? Or you could always send me an email with your phone number on it, and I'll call you back. Tell me what's going on. If there's several different ways that you can get a hold of me, because I try to be here for you. You can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address, and our email address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. prophecyhour.com. Of course, you probably got to put that www in front of it, but I bet you if you Google prophecyhour.com, you're going to bring up a lot of pages. Anyway, remember, we are a national satellite radio program, and I guess because we're live on the internet and it goes to podcast later, we are an international radio program. Boy, that seems awful strange to say, you know. I'm still not used to that fact that people from all over the world listen to us and they go to our blog, and I can tell from looking at my blog how many people hit it that are, you know, translate it and what countries and so on and so forth. And so it's really an amazing world that we live in. It's too bad that we are in a time of the end. Did I say too bad? No, it isn't too bad. I'm really happy we're in the time of the end because that brings us closer to Yeshua's return. Anyway, our radio program archives can be found at prophecyhour.com and branch.podomatic.com. Where branch.podomatic.com, they just redid their apps for Google Play. Well, you can find them on Google Play for Androids and for iPhones. And they're supposed to be really good apps. You can download them for free to listen to radio. Or both of the websites, prophecyhour.com and branch.podomatic.com. Boy, those are long words, aren't they? Anyway, both of those are already smartphone friendly. You don't have to download radio programs or anything. You can just hit play and listen to the programs, and it'll stream it to you if that's what you want. Well, now we'll say a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will, nor a radio guest's will, Father. But please, your will, let come out tonight what you want to come out and not what we want, so it glorifies you and doesn't glorify us. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. So please, Father, in your Son's mighty name, Yeshua HaMashiach, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, tonight, Pastor Carl Gallups is back on with us. He's a best-selling author, senior pastor since 1987, I guess. Talk radio host, heard nationally, internationally, TV, radio guest commentator, former decorated Florida law enforcement officer, founder of PNN, or that's P.P. Simmons News Ministry and Ministry Network. He's a member of the Board of Regents at the University of Mobile in Mobile, Alabama. He's written three books now, The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, The Story of Yitzhar Kaderi and His Prophecies of the End Time. That's a really amazing book. You should get it. And there is a what we call a, I'm calling it, and I think they are too, calling it a Kaderi revival going on over in Israel where lots of Jews are being saved because of that book. Talk about that maybe later. Anyway, his other book, which we only talked about one time on this radio program other than just mentioning it a couple times. Soon I plan to have Carl come on and we'll do a whole radio program on the book. But it's called The Magic Man in the Sky, Effectively Defending the Christian Faith. Folks, this is a great coffee table book that you put on your coffee table, and that way, if you know, if you have unsaved friends that come over, it's an eye catcher, you know, and it makes them, you know, they read it and it makes them ask questions, and it's just really a truly wonderful book. If you haven't read it, you should read it. But his new book is called Final Warning, in which Carl has been bringing some amazing facts forward out of this book. We talked about when the timing of the rapture is and several other things. But tonight, to talk about the end times, I brought Carl on because there is some breaking news. The breaking news is concerning the Vatican, a Palestinian state. Well, and there's a lot more going on. So let's just let me quit talking and welcome Carl on. Are you there with me, Pastor Carl?
I am here, Pastor Dan. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, and God bless you for having me back on your program. It's always a delight to be with you, my brother.
Yes, amen. I always enjoy having you on. You're a delight. You know, you have a delightful spirit, you know, and you always talk about, I say good things because, like I said a while ago, I'm glad to be in the time of the end. So it's good things, good tidings, because Yeshua is coming back. But there's some bad things that got to happen first. Anyway, what do you think about this Vatican thing?
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you know, WND called me for an interview on that to get my thoughts. And one of the things that I said in that article was that as shocking as it is that the Pope and the Vatican would make a proclamation recognizing the Palestinian state, even when there is no such thing yet. There are no borders, there's no government, there's no currency, there's no official military, there's no trade system enacted with other nations of the world, yet they enact or they give recognition to this fictitious, imaginary Palestinian state. Well, that's shocking for a lot of reasons, and it's dangerous for several reasons that I'll be glad to talk about, but, for those of us who have been following this, both biblically and geopolitically, this should not have been too big of a shock in that we do know that in the last days before the return of Christ, and I'm not setting dates and you're not either, but we know it's drawing near, perhaps in our lifetime, we do know that there will be a great worldwide turning away from Israel, and Israel will be despised by the nations, and the nations of the world will turn their back on Israel. And what a more demonic and perfect scenario storm way for that to happen than this whole Palestinian state deal. And of course, a lot of prophecy experts have conjectured and speculated that one day there would be some kind of a peace treaty that would be signed and eventually, of course, walked away from and mm-hmm. turned against and in the last day. So, biblically speaking, we shouldn't be surprised. Geopolitically, we shouldn't, in that this same Pope, ever since he's been in office, he has expressed affinity for a Palestinian state before. He's very liberal theologically. I mean, you know, he basically said atheists can enter heaven without Jesus. He's spoken towards homosexuals and homosexual relationships in a positive manner. So we know he's leftist that way, but we also know that his politics are very leftist. So since he's spoken these kinds of things before, it shouldn't surprise us. But the bottom line, Pastor Dan, when he said this the other day, mm-hmm. I mean, this gives impetus to the anti-Semitism that's building around the world. This gives impetus for the United Nations, perhaps, to say, you know what? Even the Pope Now the Pope says we should have a Palestinian state, and we're going to declare Israel is an interloper. They are an occupier. They are the villains. Israel is a terrorist state. And Pastor Dan, it wouldn't surprise me if our own government gets involved in rhetoric like that. They're close to it now. So yeah, anyway, it is an amazing turn of events right now, Pastor Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you're right, even our own government, we clearly, anybody that watches the news at all can see that ever since Obama came into office, we have gotten further and further away from supporting Israel, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. Obama has even hinted like that he wouldn't support, you know, everything that the Israel wants in the United Nations, you know, where we commonly always give them that veto power of the United States. And so it doesn't surprise me. It seems like it's just bringing things that much forward.
Yeah. No, I agree. And there's a convergence of things that are happening. Here's the deal. If it was just the Pope saying something idiotic like that and unbiblical, you know, I guess we would be alarmed, but we would eventually brush it off. But here's the deal. You've got the United States of America under the leadership of Barack Obama and his cronies and his regime literally cursing, literally, the leaders of Israel and mocking Israel and the leadership of Israel and threatening Israel and the leadership of Israel. I mean, that's never happened in your or my lifetime. Not like this. And then you've got that, of course, with the rise of ISIS, which was brought about by Arab Spring, which was largely influenced by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They both took credit for it quite brazenly after it started cranking up and it was a politically correct thing, it appeared. Of course, that gave rise to ISIS and the complete butchery of Christians going on in the Middle East now, and more hatred towards Israel. So you've got this convergence. I mean, I could go on and on, but so with the Pope doing this, it's like piling on, and it's just a part of this prophetic convergence. If it was just by itself, it would be alarming, but not, you know, too disheartening. But since it's just a piling on, since it's another part of this convergence, I think anybody who knows the Word of God and who is paying attention at all, they would have to see the prophetic times in which we're living, Brother Dan. I mean, ever since you've had me on your show for the last several years, I've been saying, folks, we're living in prophetic times. Things are beginning to happen at lightning speed. And my goodness, in this last year and a half, it has really piled on. And now we have the Pope coming out making this declaration.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like, you know, okay, oh, well, there's another, you know, and another. You know, let's go with this. You know, I do this little mail-out newsletter that I've been sending out for like, oh, gosh, 20 years, actually, that where I put news articles in it, you know, things pertaining to the end times. And it used to be really hard, Carl, to get headlines that would fit in it, you know, for Bible prophecy, you know. But now, it's like it's not big enough, you know what I mean? I have to fight over what I'm going to put in it because there's so much. You know, it seems like every day all you got to do is just turn on the news. And it's something new. I wanted to, if you don't mind, I have another question to ask you about something. Have you heard about, and actually I thought you would because this is a WorldNet Daily article, but you see this article about Obama to the schools, gender bend or lose funding?
You know what? You came in garbled. You asked me, did I see the news about Obama, and then I didn't understand the rest.
Okay. There's an article that I'll read the headline. It says Obama to schools, gender bend or lose funding. And it's about them ordering the largest school district in Virginia to expand, you know, where the girls can, if they feel like they're a boy, they can go into the boys bathroom. And if a guy feels like he's a girl, he can go into the girls bathroom. And then I found out today that that's already implemented in some places in Texas, that their gender neutral showers. Have you heard anything about this?
You know, I have not read that article. I have not seen that article. I would need to see it before I could speak intelligently to it. However, just in general, I mean, I'm sitting here shocked if you're saying that Obama has actually interjected himself and that issue towards a public school system. Is that what you're saying? That you think?
Yeah, actually, I'll read you a paragraph. It says, let's see, it says, this is in the Virginia school system, and it says they've threatened that if we do not, in other words, make the bathrooms neutral, that if they do not, they will pull our federal education funds, free and reduced meal money for impoverished students, and other things. And this happened in Fairfax County or Fairfax School District in Virginia, and they're talking about expanded general. They're expanding it to. After this test school, they're going to expand it to all the schools in the United States. So they're going to say, either you let all your bathrooms be gender neutral or no federal funding. And
Now, who's telling them this? What is the article?
Federal
say?
Government. The federal
government. What branch of the federal government?
Okay. All right. Let me go. I've got it right. I got the whole article right.
Listen,
here.
I'm not questioning you. I'm just, this is just news to me right now. Now, I've been hearing, you know, of these threats going on.
Well, the educators aren't real specific. They just say that the U.S. Department of Education has told school districts that transgender students are protected from discrimination under Title IV and has recently required some school districts, including Alexandria VA, to amend their policies to include gender identity. And so it's the U.S. Department of Education.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, and of course that's directly under the president. Well, listen, here's the thing. In just a handful of weeks, the Supreme Court may decide to do away with the entire institution of marriage. Okay. This is part of that convergence I was talking about. The radical homosexual agenda aimed at our children. I've been saying this for years, Pastor Dan, long before this radical agenda really took root in our nation and in the legal system through the courts and court cases. I've been warning America that this was coming. I've been warning America for two decades, but particularly in the last 4 or 5 years, that this was coming, and it's aimed at our children. That's what it's about. It's about power. It's about control. It's about bringing down the church, the institution of the church. It's aimed at our children and the perversion. And so here we have a perfect example of it, and it's coming right from the federal government. At the same time, the Supreme Court is going to decide on whether or not to uphold the institution of all of humanity, society, not just the American foundation, but the foundation of all societies on the face of the earth is man, woman, husband, wife, marriage, home, family, and children. And the Supreme Court may say, nah, that's not important. It can be anybody. And it just and so they're feeling an emboldenedness. They're feeling their power right now. And so it doesn't surprise me. And as you said, or as the article alludes, this is some kind of a test case. But you know, Pastor Dan, I've been telling parents for years. Listen, I came up through the public school systems. My son came through the public school systems. Our grandson, we homeschooled. Things have changed so much in the last several decades. But I've been telling parents for years, you need to get your kids out of the government schools. Either put them in a private school, a Christian school, or homeschool. But the government school systems are being used as indoctrination camps and social engineering camps. And here is a prime example.
Well, you know, but Carl, let me ask you, you're a pastor. How do we get to this point? Now, I'm sure you don't condone homosexuality and all and the things on marriage. How is it that we got to this point? I mean, with America is supposed to be the largest portion. In fact, I just looked at another survey today. I have an article on it, but I'm not going to read it. But we're still like about 70-some percent proclaim to be Christians. How does a country that is 70-some percent Christian not have a big enough voice to stop this? I mean, what's going on?
Okay, well, you've asked a very good question. I think the answer is complex. I think it's multifaceted. I have my theory, but I think it's a very well-grounded theory, and if I can give you the five-minute version if you'll allow me to do that.
We'll do that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I could give you the hour-and-a-half version, but that's why I offered you
the actually, we don't have time for an hour-and-a-half or a five-minute version. We've got about a three-minute version before break.
Okay. Well, I can start it, and if you want to go further or if you have questions, we can do it on the other side of the break. But the bottom line is this. Listen, the church has been asleep at the wheel for decades. Now, I'm not just condemning the whole church. The church has done a lot of good things. But there are millions of Christians that didn't even register to vote in the last several elections. And the ones that did register, over 50% of those did not vote. And this is according to some of the latest, greatest, most reliable surveys. Millions and millions and millions of Christians are opting out of the process. And, you know, Jesus commanded us to be the salt and the light. And he said, look, if you're not going to be the salt, then you're worthless. You'll be trampled under by men's feet. And that's what's happening. We're putting our light out. We're allowing our saltiness to be swallowed up by the culture around us while we sit in behind our stained glass and sing, oh, how I love Jesus. And you may love Jesus, but if you're not going to obey him, if you're not going to be the salt and the light and the ambassadors for such a time as this, then the society around you is going to rot, and it's going to be partly our fault. Now, about 100 years ago, our nation decided we were going to teach generations of children that they're nothing more than souped-up gorillas and that there is no God. And with that teaching, Pastor Dan, came the ability to abort 60 million children. It came the ability to now have the Supreme Court thinking about gay marriage. With that came the ability to take God completely out of our institutions and schools, because we don't need a God. We're a chemical hodgepodge accident and a souped-up gorilla. And you take generations of children and teach them that, Pastor Dan, that's why we are where we are today. That's my three-minute answer.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk a little more about it afterwards, and I think we need to what I'd like to, for you to point out is, you know, or what we are really needing to point out is the fact that we are further along than people think, and I think if you talk a little bit about your book, that might help too, your new book. But will you tell them your website, and we got to go to break.
Yeah, CarlGallups.com, CarlGallups.com, CarlGallups, CarlGallups.com.
All right, folks, we'll be back with more with Pastor Carl in 3 minutes.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back. Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
An important message from Donald Trump and Americans for Limited Government.
While I'm a Republican, right now some in the Republican Party are working overtime to hand more power to President Obama. These same people are turning their backs on the American workers and businesses. It's unbelievable. I learned a long time ago, a bad deal is far worse than no deal at all. And the Obama Trans-Pacific Partnership and Fast Track are a bad, bad deal. For American businesses, for workers, for taxpayers. It's a huge set of handouts for a few insiders that don't even care about our great, great America. Congress has to stand up and defeat this raw power grab. With the dismal Obama track record, why should a Republican Congress give him more power and gut the Constitution to do it? It's just crazy. Tell your congressman and senator, vote no on Fast Track.
Take action at ObamaTrade.com. ObamaTrade.com.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Well, we're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, please remember tonight to pray about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Excuse me, about lost my voice there. From our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. But, you know, we get so many people that come to us to help, and people ask us, well, why do you do it? You know, why do you help the poor? Let me read you a scripture. You know, I'll read it real quick, and I won't take too much of your time up. In James chapter 2, there's a scripture that I just really love. James chapter 2, 14. What does it profit, my brethren, do a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not the things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have work. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But thou wilt know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Well, no, you can't earn your way to heaven, but works is something that comes natural. You know, we take care of the homeless and poor because it's a natural thing to do. It's just like, you know, let me give you a work. If you say by faith that you believe that the pastor is going to be there on Sunday, and so you get up and you get in your car and you drive 10 miles and you go to church on Sunday and you go in and the pastor's there, and you feel like you met the Lord that day, not because of the pastor, but because of the Spirit in church, that's faith. The work was is you got up off the couch, and you got dressed, and you went there. So there is a work. So works are something that goes along with faith. Faith by itself, just saying, I believe, does nothing. But you are to act on your faith. If you look up the word faith, faith is actually an action word. So, you know, I can show you my faith by my works, meaning that we've been keeping this mission church open for 15 years by faith. You know, we're not rich people. We don't have a big rich congregation that pays for taking care of all these people that come to us for help. It's people like you that we believe by faith that donate, that support us, that keep this place going. And so we are the last hope for so many. And folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donation, no matter what size, helps. And all, and the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order. And you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. Or if you just want to, call me at 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And we're now back with Pastor Carl Gallups. And we're talking about a lot of things. Are you there with me, Carl?
I'm here, Pastor Dan. Thank you for having me today.
Well, I love having you on. And by the way, old Zeb is going to be on in about, not this week, of course, but he's going to be on with us next week to get an update on what's going on with the Kaduri revival over there in Israel. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm so glad that you're going to have him on. I know your listeners love him, and I know you do, and he's a dear brother of mine, and in fact, we are hooked up in ministry together through the PNN News and Ministry Network. We do a lot. Of course, the book that I wrote, The Rabbi That Found Messiah, and the movie that was made from it, he's using both of those as huge door-opening pieces of tools or information to lead Jews to Christ, lead them to the Scriptures and then to Christ. That's amazing. In fact, I was on the phone with Zev today, Brother Dan. We talked for probably 45 minutes or so, and he was telling me of all of these amazing things that are happening. There was an Orthodox Jewish man just a few days ago that surrendered his life to Christ as a result of reading and hearing about what Kaduri said, and then from there studying the Scriptures and Zev spending time with him. And they've got a video of it. Zev just showed me the video of this man praying and giving his life to Christ. I'm sure soon it'll be on the Internet, perhaps in a WND.com article. And then Zev was telling me that even while he was out of the country, his ministry organization, during those couple of weeks he was gone, led seven Jews to Christ using the Kaduri material. And he said, Carl, we've never had anything like this happen before, not this massive and quickly. And it just continues to roll. And he'll tell you more about it when he's on your show, and he'll give you all the details. But I'm telling you, brother, this thing called the Kaduri Revival is still rolling along. The Lord is using it in these last days.
Yeah, amen. I listened to a couple other guys about them witnessing to Jews, and they explained to me about how, you know, Jews really have no concept of who Yeshua is. A lot of them think that Jesus Christ, well, his last name is like, you know, his parents' name are Mr. and Mrs. Christ, because they really don't understand at all who he is. And so the Kaduri book is such a fantastic thing, because he just has to walk down. It's amazing how he can just walk down the street with it, and somebody noticed the book and noticed Rabbi Kaduri on it, and the next thing you know, he's talking to them about Messiah and they're getting saved. And so that's a big thing. That's a real big thing, Carl.
Yeah, well, it is. And it's like Zev explained to me today. He said, look, you know, the Jews just want to know what the rabbis say. You know, they base their whole faith on what the rabbis tell them. You remember in the book of Jeremiah, it talks about the worthless shepherds because they were leading the people astray and the sheep just followed whatever the shepherd said.
Right.
Well, it's still that way. I mean, the rabbis are the shepherds, and the sheep follow, and whatever the rabbis say is gold. And so when Zev is able to show these Jews in Israel that the most famous rabbi in Israel's history, its modern history, declares, and it's in writing, that the real Messiah is, in fact, Yeshua, Yehoshua, Jesus, the Christ, it blows him away. And from there, he's able to go to the Scriptures and say, let me show you in the Old Testament. Not going to take you to the New Testament. Well, let's go to the Old Testament, and I'll show you the prophecies of the coming of Yeshua. I'll show you the God saying that He was going to have a new covenant, et cetera, et cetera. So He takes them through the Scripture. It's amazing. It's amazing. He's really gifted, and He's very bold.
Well, you know, I really wish that more Christians would, and there's a lot of good books written on this subject that would go back through the Old Testament and just see what the Old Testament really says about Messiah, because He's all over it. There's so many shadow pictures and everything in there. And if they saw that, it would strengthen their faith. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing, because you don't even, I mean, well, I love the New Testament. Of course I do. It's the gospel. We need it. We have to have it. But I can take the Old Testament and just testify to Yeshua with the Old Testament and prove Him. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the key. And Zev has a real anointing and a real gift. I'm telling you, Brother Dan, the way all of that happened for us to get hooked up is just God story after God story. It's just supernatural.
Why don't you relate that story? It's been a while since you told it. Relate that story, how you met Zev.
Yeah, well, thanks. I mean, I knew this whole story about Kaduri, and my publisher, WND Books, the president of that company, Joseph Farah, called me and asked me to call. He said, look, I had already written Magic Man in the Sky, and it had done very well, become a bestseller. And he said, look, you know, you're a good writer, and people listen to you, you have an audience, and you've done a lot of research on this Kaduri, and nobody's written a book about this, and this needs to be told. And so, I mean, I was honored that he asked me, and so I began to immerse myself in that research. Well, doing the research, I came across on the internet some videos of this guy named Zev Peratt in Israel, who was witnessing to and ministering to the students of Kaduri, after Kaduri's death, and a lot of these students were proclaiming that Jesus is Messiah. And I said, well, now that is amazing. So I went on Zeb's website, and I started reading his testimonies and articles, and discovered that a lot of these students were Christians or believers in Jesus as Messiah because of Kaduri's teachings, and Zev was uncovering this, but he was taking a lot of heat. And I discovered that Zev was raised Orthodox Jew, and that all of his family, the males in his family, were rabbis right on down to his great-grandparents, and that they were connected to Rabbi Kaduri. And I said, man, this is unbelievable. So I gathered up information about this and included it in my book and documented and resourced it. Now, in the meantime, I didn't even have a clue as to how to get a hold of Zev, and I didn't really know who he was. I just read all these stories about him and watched the videos on YouTube. And so I put that in my book. Well, in the meantime, this is a long story, but I'm going to make it real, real short. Some people I didn't even know from Indiana called me after the book was out and going strong. They were on vacation in Key West, and they had gone into a Christian bookstore and saw the book, and they made contact with me and said, this book is amazing. And they watched the movie that was made about the book. And I said, well, yes, thank you. And they said, but you don't understand. We have deep connections in Israel. We've worked in Israel for years, lived in Israel for years, and we want to take the book and the movie to Israel. So I made arrangements for this couple whom I had never met to do that. Well, while they were there, since they had read the book and about Zev, they looked Zev up, and they found Zev and said, look at this book, look at this movie. And Zev said, oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. My wife and I have been praying that somebody would document this. He said, because I'm trying to tell Jews in Israel what Rabbi Kaduri said, and they won't believe me because the media has shut it down. So here's these people from America, from Indiana, who are handing him a book and a movie written by a Gentile Baptist preacher in the Bible Belt, the very thing that he's been living, his family's been connected to it. They hand the resource to him. And he's just blown away because this is what he and his wife have been praying for. Now he takes it into the streets and into Jerusalem and into Haifa and into towns all over the area, Tel Aviv, and he begins witnessing, and Jews are starting to come to Christ left and right. Well, in the meantime, Zev made contact with me. You know, he found out how to get a hold of me, and we've been friends and brothers in the Lord ever since, and I've been shipping him books and movies, and we talk on the phone, and now he's connected to the PNN News and Ministry Network, and we promote and print and a lot of his material and produce a lot of his videos and put them all over social media, and so that's how it works. It's just a God story. I mean, anybody else would call it coincidence, but you know, we know that it's the miraculous hand of God.
I don't believe it really in coincidences, Carl.
Yeah,
I believe things happen for a reason, and you know, there is too much. But yeah, he's doing a wonderful work over there, and it's an amazing, you know, chain of events that happened that, you know, brought this all about. You know, I ventured into the Kaduri story before I met you. Well, I had met you, but I didn't know you were involved with it. You know, I had brought it up because that one fella had wrote about it in his book, Chris, I think it's Chris Putnam, I think his name was.
Yes.
But anyway, I had him on, and then it upset this other fellow, and I ended up having them both on the air, and that was quite a program. But then I had you on afterwards. But yeah, it's quite a story, but it's important for a reason. Now, maybe it wouldn't have been quite as important 20 years ago because, you know, it's not the same time, but the time that we're living in right now, it's another one of those puzzle pieces that you were talking about earlier, how everything's fitting together. And one of them, like I told Zev, I said, one of the biggest signs that I have been looking for that would convince me that I know for sure that we're living in a time of the end would be when Jews, Orthodox Jews, started turning to Messiah and accepting him as Savior. And
yeah.
So, absolutely, I think that's a great sign.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I'm so humbled and honored to be a small part of it, and you and I are a part of it together, and with Zev and with many others, and it's just, it's so exciting, and I gave you the 4 or 5 minute version, but literally, there are stories that's connected to what I just said that are just mind-blowing. I mean, so miraculous and right up against the wall of things shouldn't have happened, but they did after people prayed through them, and it's just amazing. I know within my heart that God's hand is all over this. And so you got an Orthodox Jew from Israel who's persecuted every day because of his love for Christ. And you've got a Gentile Baptist pastor on the Gulf Coast who's in the media, TV and radio, and all over the Internet proclaiming the truths of God. And I'm persecuted daily. And I'm not crying, oh me. I mean, you are too. And we take a lot of heat for what we do. And God puts together this Orthodox rabbi in Israel and this Gentile Baptist preacher on the Gulf Coast miraculously and now connected to you and others in the media, and the Jews are being saved. I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah. And I see the hand of God all over it.
Well, and it goes back to, you know, it couldn't have happened in another time than this time, because like I was going at the first of the program, you know, I said, well, I guess we're an international, you know, I used to say for years, you know, we're a national radio program, but, you know, we've always been simulcast on the net, but without really snapping to it, that, you know, we're being heard all over the world, just as your radio program is. You're heard all over the world. And we're able to interconnect, because look at all the miles and difference between you and Zev, but yet you're able to interconnect with each other and, you know, do all these wonderful things, and Jews are being saved over it. And so that's miraculous. That's miraculous.
Yeah. No, it really, really is. It's absolutely amazing. And again, I give the Lord of glory all praise for it. I'm just humbled to be used as a tool, and that's all I am. I mean, and I can tell you, I think I've said this on your show before, when I wrote the book, I mean, I really, when I was asked to write the book, I told the publishers, and you would think that I would have just said, okay, yeah, thanks. No. I told them, I said, listen, I'm going to have to pray about this, because I knew the story. I knew how controversial it would be. And how controversial it was. I knew that the Israeli and the American media had covered it up. They had buried it. And there's a reason for that, because, you know, that Satan knew this was what's happening was going to happen.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I knew I would be putting myself out there by writing this. I knew that Orthodox Jews around the world would hate me, and I knew that Satan would launch against me. So my wife and I prayed about it, but we finally just had this overpowering understanding that that we were supposed to do this. So I immersed myself in it, and right when it was getting ready to go to publication, my wife and I prayed. Both of us had this overwhelming feeling that somehow this book was going to make it into Israel and Jews were going to be saved. Now, that's weird because that would be impossible otherwise. Without the hand of God, that would be impossible.
Right.
But we started praying and said, Lord, you know, if that's how you're going to use it, then so let it be. And I'm telling you what, we released that book and all hell came against me. And for weeks and weeks, I just got inundated. I mean, I got almost discouraged about it, Pastor Dan. Just the Orthodox Jewish community, people calling me an idiot, a liar, that I had just made everything up, that I had blasphemed the name of their most beloved rabbi. But then before you knew it, it really began to catch on. People understood it. People were getting it all over the world. Then, of course, Zev got connected, and he told me. He said, oh, no, Carl. Everything you've written, he said, is absolutely correct. He said, I've read your book from beginning to end. He said, I'm living it. I know these people. I know Kaduri. My great-granddaddy and Kaduri were best friends. And he says, and I know there's the students, and I'm listening to their testimonies. He said, everything you wrote in this book is absolutely true and accurate. He says, it's uncanny how accurate it is. He says, it's as though you were here. And I said, well, that's got to be the Holy Spirit, because I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. You know, I just researched it. And so anyway, as I said, I could talk about this all day because it's just covered in the supernatural.
Yeah. Amen. You know, it was just pointed out to me by Frank, our producer over at American Voice Radio. He said, go look at the globe that at the bottom of the page, and it lights up, you know, when people connect or whatever. And you'd believe all the red dots all over the world that are listening to us, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really pretty amazing. It's really amazing. And so I want to tell the people where they can get the book and the name of the video. And you got to have about 4 minutes left. And I'd like for you to put a plug in. Here I go, plugging a book. I want you to put a plug in real quick for the final warning, because
okay.
I want people to get that book also.
Yeah, well, thank you. You're very kind. And you and I both, our hearts are right in this. We're not, as you said, we're not trying to plug books, but that's a word we use to just say, tell people about it so they'll know about it. And because the thing is, you and I believe we're living in the last days, and what we're trying to do is get the word out. And people say, well, why don't you just write a book and give it away? Oh, I wish I could. And I do give away thousands of dollars of books. But you know, I'm with a major publisher, and it's only because I'm with a major publisher that I get on major international television and radio. Do you think an international television mogul would have me on a show if it wasn't published by a major publisher? So
probably
that costs money. Yeah, and it costs money, and the publishers have to pay their employees. And so no, it's not. I'm not getting rich. It's not a business. Books are going all over the world. Yes, they're bestsellers, but we sink thousands and thousands of dollars into. I mean, you can ask Zev. The books and movies that we've sent over there, we've sent them over there at our expense. I don't charge him a thing. We send them over by the box loads, and you know, shipping is astronomical.
Right.
But anyway, so yeah, it's The Rabbi Who Found Messiah. You can get it at Amazon, of course, but any place where good books are sold. The movie is named the same thing. It's a 60-minute documentary by WND Films. George Escobar, an award-winning producer, he produced it. It's called The Rabbi Who Found Messiah. And that's the book, the story of Yitzhak Kaduri and the movie. Of course, you can find out, you know, everything about me and all the books and where to order everything at carlgallops.com, carlgallops.com. And my latest book, actually I have another one coming out this fall. It's called Be Thou Prepared, Equipping
Really?
The Church for Times of Persecution. Yeah, it's called Equipping the Church for Times of Persecution and Times of Trouble. That's coming out this fall. But right now, the book that's out and has been out since the beginning of this year is called Final Warning, Understanding the Trumpet Days of Revelation. That book went to number 60 on Amazon. In other words, out of 17 million books, it was the 60 top bestseller. It stayed in the top 100 bestsellers for days. It went into 3 printings after only 2 months. Amazon sold out and was out for 4.5 weeks. That book's going all over the world. It's in the underground church in China. Pastors are using it, teaching it, and preaching from it. God is blessing it and using it, and it's waking people up to the times in which we live. That's why it's called Final Warning. Yeah. And my next book, as I said, is called Be Thou Prepared, and it just equips the church for the difficult days in which we're living.
Well, amen. I know somebody else that wrote a book, and he wrote a book like you did. It's kind of like Final Warning, but different, you know, stuff. But then the next thing that he did was write a book on how to be prepared. And that's why I see a lot of people are going now, because, you know, if people are out there, there is a lot of information out there. And I'm not saying that we can't get new information about Bible prophecy, but you know, there's enough out there that we can wake the people up with it. But, you know, once you're woke up, you really need to know how to be prepared, don't you think?
You know? Yeah. No, that's right. I mean, because there's a lot of preparing to do. And preparing doesn't mean running off into the mountains and hiding behind a tree with a white sheet on waiting for the return of the Lord. No, we've been called to be the salt and the light. We've been called to engage. We've been raised up for such a time as this. Don't take your light and bury it or put it under a basket. We've got to shine it, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And maybe these are the kind of books that we need to get to the church, you know what I'm saying? I I'm not down in a Christian church. I love the body of Messiah. It's just that I believe that they need to get fired up and woke up, because, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done, and we need more laborers in the field. Do you hear that, folks? You know, amen. Anyway, Carl, you got about a 30 seconds or so to give your website again, and it's been a blessing to have you on.
Oh, well, thank you. It's carlgallops.com, and let me say to your audience, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may he bless you and keep you always in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Pastor Dan.
Thanks so much. Be blessed, bud. Bye-bye, brother.
Okay. God bless
you. Well, that was Pastor Carl Gallops. He's always great to have on, and I caught him off guard with one article, but he still was able to answer. The point is, we are in a time like this, and it doesn't matter. And that's what this program is about, is we review different people's books, because I don't believe everybody has 100% of the truth, but I do believe that there is a lot of truth out there, and so we present to you different books so that you can read them, that maybe that you'll grasp something out of them and just wake up. I think that when Messiah does return and the final things finally do happen, I think everybody just about on the planet is going to be completely surprised that, oh, well, that's the way it turned out. Well, let me tell you, we are in a time as this. I do believe that we're way further along than most people think. I honestly do. I have some people that tell me that, you know, we're another 20 or 30 years. No, it's within the time of Israel going back and becoming a country. And there is not a lot of that time left within that generation. That's when it's going to happen. But look around you. What kind of country do you want to live in? You want to live in a country where you have to worry about your children going to the bathroom and a man going into the same bathroom with your daughter? I mean, come on. Is that a country you want to live in? We're there. We're there. In some parts of the country, it's already that way. Plano, Texas. Men can use women's showers in Plano, Texas. Now, come on, folks. That's what was told me today by Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club. He told me that today when we were doing a radio program. These kind of things shouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen if the body of Messiah had used their voice and spoke up, but they didn't. Now, I don't know why they didn't. I have my reasons, but it would just be my opinion. So I'm not going to give you my opinion. But I'm going to say we do need to speak up. You need to get saved, because everything's coming quick in a great big rush. Pray about helping the poor. Just like that scripture I read you in James chapter 2. You need to read all of James chapter 2. Really, read the whole Bible, but read James chapter 2 and pray about it. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. You really can use your help. And I pray because, you know what? When we found out that one of our strongest listening audiences is in Wichita, Kansas, and so you folks in Wichita, pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. And we must remember there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. I mean, come on. How can you be saved if you're not a blessing? Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.